From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll get the latest on the fight against ISIS in Iraq with NPR's Ari Shapiro.
But first, to the latest fight over immigration. President Obama's executive actions shielding as many as 5 million immigrants from deportation are on hold because of a ruling from a Texas judge made public yesterday. The White House plans to appeal, but the ruling temporarily blocks a program that was to start tomorrow to protect more young so-called dreamers brought to the U.S. illegally as children. It also puts on hold a program slated to start on May 19th that would have extended deportation protection to many of their parents. And the question is, will the ruling also affect a little-known effort to bring children from dangerous countries? David Leopold is an immigration attorney in Cleveland, Ohio. He's worked with the White House on immigration. And David, this judge in Texas has excoriated the president's immigration policies in the past. Are you surprised about this ruling?
You know, I'd hope that that the judge would apply the law correctly, but unfortunately, you know, he lived up to some of the worst fears of people about judicial activism.
Well, I have to jump in and say that is an opinion that's held by many, but this judge is also saying that he lives in Texas, that a state that has been unfairly punished financially by the weight of caring for immigrants. They're making a financial argument.
Well, what he did was he pointed to the driver's license costs in Texas, but what he didn't do was explain that if you give driver's licenses to dreamers, if you give driver's licenses to parents of United States citizens and lawful residents, you're going to have safer drivers on the road. You're going to have people who are paying taxes because they're going to work. You're going to have a net benefit to the state of Texas. So there's really a cost-benefit analysis here.
Well, and there are 11 states, actually, who are siding with the president, saying that, in fact, they feel they'll positively benefit financially because of the work that an immigrant force brings to their states. But just remind us what the actions were that are affected.
Let's be clear about what's not affected. In 2012, the president issued a DACA, which applies to certain dreamers who came here. That program is not affected, the program that went into place in 2012. What is affected is the expansion of that under the November 2014 memorandum, which applies to a broader class of dreamers and applies to the parents of United States, undocumented parents of United States citizens, and permanent residents. So those two processes, because of this ruling, are temporarily on hold.
And I just want to ask you briefly about a third program that may be news to some people. The Boston Globe is reporting today that there's a family reunification program that the Obama administration quietly announced in November. It would allow immigrants with long-time temporary legal status to apply to bring their children to the U.S. if those children are endangered by violence in countries like Honduras and Guatemala. This is an effort to try to stem the tide of children who are coming across the border by themselves. If they qualify, if they're truly endangered, let them come. We understand many immigrants don't even know that this program exists. The word hasn't gotten out. But does this affect that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The court's decision was specifically limited to the president's deportation actions in November. And so it does not affect the program that you just mentioned, nor does it affect any other part of the president's executive memorandum on deportation. Yeah. The only thing that are affected is the reprieve that was offered to the parents of United States citizens and legal residents, and the expansion of DACA.
The DREAM Act, the dreamers who were brought to the U.S. When they were children. Well, what do you think is going to happen here? We have, as you've said, as we pointed out, the states like Texas who are saying this is an unfair burden on them. We have states that are saying that they applaud it. But then we have legal scholars like Lawrence Tribe saying what the states want doesn't matter. This is a president's prerogative. We know what you would want to happen, having worked with the Obama administration. But what do you think is going to happen?
I think what's going to happen is that the president's actions are going to be upheld. They're solidly legal. They're based on a firm authority that the president has to use prosecutorial discretion. That means to decide to remove from the United States the people who would do us harm, not the mothers and fathers of United States citizens and not dreamers. And that's why I think this is going to be successful ultimately. Yes, this is a setback, Judge Hannon's ruling out of Texas, but it's temporary. In the end, it's just going to be a bump in the road, and I think it'll be straightened out by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and if not, the United States Supreme Court will get involved. But ultimately,
we'll continue to follow that. David Leopold, immigration attorney in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.